Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Angel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
It's KEXP. All
right. Welcome to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the gritty indie power pop of London-based singer-songwriter Biba Doobie.
Oh, it's been raining, I swear I'm not lonely. Always complaining that you never see me. Call in the morning when you wake. Maybe tomorrow we're okay when it's a sunny day.
Biba Doobie is the stage name for Filipino-British artist Beatrice Laus. Her latest album, Beatopia, is available on the independent label Dirty Hit. The music is unabashedly pop, with most songs clocking in from 2.5 to 3.5 minutes. She grabs your attention, hits you with the hooks, and moves on. Her light, airy delivery complements first-person lyrics about love, breakups, and magical matters of the heart. Her earliest releases on Dirty Hit were pensive chord loop songs. Simple, maybe. It's very difficult to keep it simple, though. Even on the first release, Lice, you can already hear that Biba Doobie has a candor and a genuineness that just has to connect with listeners. Also, Lice is the plural of louse. Each release upped the ante. On Patched Up, her guitar playing got more intricate, her vocals stronger. Sunny synths, strings, and piano highlight a singer clearly enjoying exploring and using her voice.
Blank noises and awful sound, and it hurts my ears, I don't. Your bones are always cold, 'cause it's climbed up every mountain that no story's ever told. 'Cause even if your bags are packed, you'll never leave your home, 'cause you're scared of all the monsters that are waiting to unfold. Boy, I'm scared.
On Loveworm, the instrumentation grew to include drums and bass, and the arrangements got more adventurous too. This led to touring with Claro. Then with the release of Space Cadet, the critical acclaim really started pouring in. She won a Radar Award, performed at the NME Awards, and opened for the 1975. She was about to go on tour in the States, and then 2020. But there was a silver lining. Kinda?
I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future, 'cause I'll never see
the. A Canadian rapper sampled the first song she had written back in 2017, and Deathbed, Coffee for Your Head went viral on TikTok. Soon it was in the charts, eventually going gold in a few countries and platinum in a couple. It was overwhelming and not especially fun at first, but it opened doors. Her official full-length, Fake It Flowers, came out and started racking up streams. She released a song co-written with the 1975. She put out Beatopia, she opened for Taylor Swift. KEXP's DJ Evie asked her about the title of the album.
Can you maybe tell me why you chose that name for your record? What does it mean to you?
Bayutopia originated from this idea I had when I was 7 of this made-up world I kind of escaped to. And I had, I don't know, it was a weird time because I think when I look back at it now, it was obviously like a form of escapism for like a 7-year-old girl. And I made this like amazing poster with like, I created a language, I created all the city names, and I left it in my class. And this teacher called Mr. Roberts. pinned it in front of the whole class when I was not in class, and I came back to everyone laughing at me, and it was all just like just a bit embarrassing. And I chose to forget about it, but then I realized, like just after the pandemic, when I was making an album with Jacob, I was like, you know what? I don't know what we're gonna make. We could make an EP, a song, or an album, but I just want it to be called Bayutopia.
Then, in 2023, she got her TikTok revenge. Her single, Glue Song, went viral of its own accord.
I've never known someone like you. Tangled in love, stuck by you. From the glue, don't forget to kiss me, or else you'll have to miss me. I guess I'm stuck forever.
For this performance, the band played 4 songs from Bayutopia. Here's Biba Doobie, live on KEXP.
Just a more body to hold, and I went and feeling all alone. And now you thought it was just.
You just heard Biba Doobie with the songs 1036 and Talk.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Biba Doobie.
Something that I'm here to make you wish.
And that was our live session with Biba Doobie. You heard the songs Don't Get the Deal and The Perfect Pair. We'd like to thank Beatrice and the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, WMHB 89.7 at Colby College in Waterville, Maine. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, you might also enjoy our Sound and Vision podcast, a great way to explore more of the stories behind the music. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Jackson Long, Julian Martlew, and Roddy Nickpour. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.